Alice, number 3.
Rashi learns that the Yesod of Yevamos is the Pashtus, is the Tchilas HaDerech, that the Erve patters the Tzora. Dahinu, when one of them is the Erve, the Tzora becomes Potum Meibu. And Be'etzem, it's the Parsha of Chamesh Sonoshim, is Poiter Tzora Seyem. They patter the Tzora, she's not Mechuyev Meibu. This is the kayach of the Erva, she patters the Tzora. After the Erva patters the Tzora, now Be'etzem Tzedash is Potum Meibu. And this is the Isu. Maybe it's like a no Isu. Of them tak is the Isu, Rashi says, the Ishesach comes back. The Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis has a drosha for it. Now the Isu Ishesach, tak it comes back. It didn't have to be that it comes back, the Ishesach comes back. This is the Hershta Chelik von Rashi. The Tzveta Chelik von Rashi is, that now, why ben Ephilo Shnio, when the brother marries the Tzora, and the Tzora dies, why that Tzora part is the other Tzora? The reason the other Tzora part is the other Tzora is because she's the Ishesach, and the Ishesach part is the other Tzora. That's the given the Bismedosh from Rashi. And the other Mahalach was that the Erve asks the Tzora, as maybe she's a bitoy. Forget it, doesn't pater, there's no ptur. She's the Erve, Tesis learns, Lektach Hashem Tzoras bitoy, Hashem bitoy on the Tzora. And now she's also, if she's a bitoy, maybe you can't do evil. So, no, if Rashi the Mahalach is, the Erve is a bitoy, the Tzora is a normal Ishesach, it's Golish. There is the Aloche, and one of them in the Bais is the Erve, the ganze Bais is Potum. That's the Aloche. Chameser, no, she Poitra is Tzora Tzayim. Say, she's Potum, why I can't do? If she's Potum, Ishesach comes back. You need a Drosh attack. But if you don't have the no, the Erve Bechal doesn't pater. The Erve lekts a Ha'isur of the Tzora. The Erve takes the Tzora and lekts a Ha'isur of the Tzora. Like she's a Bitoy. The Tzora becomes a Bitoy. Or Tzora's Bitoy. Or Shem Erve. After she's Osu, so now the Tzora is Osu. The Tzora has a Shem Bitoy. The Tzora has a Shem Isu. When the Tzora has a Shem Isu, when the Tzora has a Shem Bitoy, you can't do Yibum because she's Osu. And the same thing in the Filoshni. What happens when the brother marries the Tzora, the other brother, and he dies? The Firashi Be'etzem is no problem. But the Torah says, but the Ishesach came back. And the Ishesach will pater the next one. This lady is called Tzoras Erve, and that, she's a bitoy, so that could part of the Tzoras Tzora. Does the Lechure the Tzurs of the Shmais? Does the Lechure the Tzurs of the Shmais? Now we were holding in Rashi that Rashi was talking about Ishesochiv Shaloi Hoya Boi Lomoi, that the first brother made a Yibu, and now it falls in front of the third brother Shaloi Hoya Boi Lomoi. And Rashi says that I can't do Yibum to this Ishesach. Valet was Lehoya Bo'ilomoy. Even that now it's falling Le'ibum. Even that now it's a Sibel Le'ibum. What is the Sibel Le'ibum? Machmas the second brother. It's a Nefile Machmas the second brother. Even that it's a Nefile Machmas the second brother, I can't do Yibum. Because it became Osu. And that's what Rashi. So Ishesach is Lehoya Bo'ilomoy. And the second brother that was Bo'ilomoy made a Yibum. And that second brother, the Hoya Bo'ilama, made a Yibum. And now he dies. I can't do a Yibum, Zot Rashi, because it was already also. I, the Meister, I have a mitzvah Yibum. And then we said two drachim. Other Rebbe Chonon's Mahalach Nesro. While it was already also once, even that now I have a mitzvah Yibum of the second brother, it's Nesro. Other Rebbe Nachum says, Mitzal Eishisochim Shloi Bonim. Val dat is just ach klappe me, it's not in the parsha sibu. So even that it falls now in the pilo shnie, duch the other brother, does it is just ach shiyash lebonim, and the mele I can't do yibu. Not to give in the tzurs of the shmais. So I want just to finish the Rashi inside, Let me hit the chon. Start in the middle of the Rashi. The Hiltach. We have a little vav dot in the Nei Gemara. Now in the middle of the Rashi. In the first day of Ramatzer, in Beis Amud Beis. The Hiltach. Mishamei Sruve Nesro Alevi Isur Oilom. Kei Shesach Sheyesh Labonim. Nochit Rodel Chono. Ve'afilu Achshov Shenoflo Lefono. Mikoyach Nesu Yeochiv Shimon. Shohoyo Ba'oilom Oi Asur Olom. Bishvil Ruve. Oder Nesro. Zog Rashi. וכשם שהיא אסורה לוי, כך צורס איזה שמעון האחרס אסורו. זאת רשי, וכשם שהיא אסורה לוי, כך איזה שמעון אסורה לוי. וילפינו לכמון על כל הערי יצאים לו מלוב ביקורס, שנובלו לפונו ולאיבו ממצורסיהם, ששתיהם פטורס, ואם נסום עונש קורס. שמאחר שפוטרו מהכוסוב, אוים דת אולו באיסורי שסעך שיש לו בו. What Rashi is coming to say? Rashi already finished to explain to us that איש סוכים שלו יהיו בו אילומוי. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Reuben dies and then Levi is born. And Shimon does Yibum. And now Shimon dies. Levi can't do a Yibum because this lady is also as איש סוכים שלו יהיו בו אילומוי. But Rashi, even that she fell, מיקויח Shimon, אבל she was נעצרו, איסור שיש לו בו, מיקויח Reuben. Zogt Rashi, and not only she is osur, Tzoroso is also osur. Why? Because the Eishes Ach patters the Tzor. And not only that it patters the Tzor, Zogt Rashi, while it's potur, it's osur. Rashi learns poitros, the Erve, the Eishes Ach, patters the Tzor, and while it's potur, it's osur. Ke Eishes Ach sheyesh lebon. Now, I want to read it inside the Rashi, and you'll see there's a shtickel of Orba above Pshat. והילכך, לא חמוד הרש. משמי סרו ונסרו הלוי, the first one, איסור אוילו. כשס אך שיש לבונים, הוא יסד עוד הנסרו, עוד הנוכן. ואפילו עכשיו שנופלו לקוח מקוח מסוים אוכב שימון, אסור אלוי בשביל רובה, או בדי איסור בלי? סושי זה אישס אך דן איז אוסו. זאת רשי, וכשם שהיא אסור אלוי, כך צורוסו אישס שימון האחרס אסורו. That's when Rashi had to say first she's Pturo, and then to say Asuris. Here Rashi took a short cut, and he went straight to Oisris. But he means, weiter, that she's Potur and then she's Osir. The Alpina Lekamon, I see it in the Hemshech. Al kol ha'arayas ta'oim novalo bekores, shenoflu lefonov le'ibum in Tzoriseyem, sheshteyem Pturois. One part is the other one. V'im nesom onush kores. Why? שמאחרי שפוטרו מהכוסוף, או אם נספור, ואיסורי שסך שיש לבונים. This is Rashi's plan in Yevomes. שתי הם פטורס, ומאחר שפוטרו מהכוסוף, או אם נספור, ואיסורי שסך שיש לבונים. So, בצורה זה לא של Rashi is גיבל. It's a claim of Ore בפשט. Rashi says, שמאחר שפוטרו מהכוסוף, או אם נספור, ואיסורי שסך שיש לבונים. When we're talking about the Tzora, it makes sense. So Rashi is saying, Me'achar, that she's potur the Tzora, the Erva potur the Tzora, what is the Aveira to marry the Tzora? Me'achar, she potur ha'kosuv, oim the Tzora be'isturei shezach. But the Erva herself, she's also, some she's also. Why the Erva herself is also? The Erva herself is also because she's an Erva. And the Erva, I don't need to find reasons why she's also. The Erva is the Erva because she's the Erva. And the Tzora, I have to find reasons. And the Erva Lechura, I don't have to find reasons. The Erva is also Yibum because she's the Erva. And I can't do Yibum. She's Potu, she patters the Tzora. Rashi doesn't learn Oisres. So Rashi feels Ois, וכשם שהיא פטורה צורות, זאת פטורה, ומאחרם שפוטרו מהכוסוף, עומד אצלו לו באיסורי שסך שיש לו בונים. לגבי דצור, אותה כרשי אז תופיר הדויס. אבל לגבי דארבר הסוף, נחור ידון אז תופיר הדויס. לגבי דארבר הסוף, נחור את פשט הזה. שמאחרם שפוטרו מהכוסוף, ומלט ידו איסורי שסך. I'm sorry, דארבר עליין, זה איסור פון דארבר. You don't have to say that Me'acha Shepotro HaKosuv, she has the Isur Eish Esach. Or the Isur Eish Esach. Me'acha Shepotro HaKosuv, she's the Erva.
So
Even what? So what is Oim Dois? Oim Dois is Lashon. Rashi is speaking to Tzor. Where is Tzor? Look at what Rashi is talking. Al kol ha'arayis ha'oim dois olav bekorosh shenoflu lifneim le'ivim im tzoriseyim ששתיהם פטורויס. The erbe and the tzor. V'im nesom onush kores. שמאחר שפוטרון הקוסו, the erbe and the tzor, oim dois olav ve'isru reishis ach שיש לבונים. Why Rashi has to say oim dois? The chilush is oimet. So in the old Nemuki Yosef, so they had in the Alte Gemoris, Taka steht Oymed. Oymedes. Shema'achar shepotron ha'kosuv, Oymedes olav b'isur eishesach. Meret av the Tzoro, and Taka is mischadesh that the Tzoro is Oymedes olav b'isur eishesach. Interesting, the Nai Gemoris, I don't know who told them this, it's Vahodo, they changed. And they made in Muki Yosef as they Rashi Oim Dois. I think that the reason Rashi says Oim Dois, about this is Emes, that she, the Eishes Ach comes back. Rashi wants to be madgish that the Eishes Ach from the Erve also comes back. That when someone is potum meyibum, the Eishes Ach comes back. This is Shitas Rashi, that is a chidush take. That is a chidush. I would think that when the Erve Einach Nami not allowed to do yibum because she's a Erve, aber wer sagt that the Eishes Ach comes back? Well, so the day Shesach comes back, maybe while it's a Shesach she'en loibani, even though it's an Erev and you can't do Yibum, who said that the Shesach comes back? Maybe the Shesach doesn't. Maybe the Shesach doesn't come back.
And to play with what is it?
I mean. Rashi wants to say a chidush that the Shesach comes back. And I want to be mazel why it's a chidush lefi Rashi. Rashi read that be'etzem, like Reb Nochum explained, that every Eishes Ach she'en lo ibonim be'etzem is mutar le'ibum. Now she became a rayas. So maybe you can do the ibum mitzad ha'arayas sheboi. Ver zog that the Eishes Ach comes back? Ver zog that the Eishes Ach comes back? Rav zog Rashi is mevuer in the Gemara later that the Eishes Ach comes back. And it becomes Eishes Ach sheyesh leiboni. This is the reason Rashi Taka learns Eishes Ach leiboni. Why it patters later and it doesn't fall? Because every time when you move from the parsha, the Eishes Ach comes back. It doesn't stay muter. The Eishes Ach is muter leibu. But if it's askoy from the parsha from yibu, the Eishes Ach kum zurik. The mind of Kamina will see later a lot of Nafkaminas. I just wanted to be medayek it. But I'll tell you, it's Mefur Sherashi, look a second, Gimel Amud Beis, and Dibur HaMaschil, Oynesh Minay. It's four lines, with five lines for the bottom in Gimel Amud Beis. Oynesh Minay, Im Yibem Erba Yitzvarosa. Frank the world, if you may have him the Erba, for sure you have a Yisro. If you may have him the Erba, Yoyber HaVeira, what's mean Oynesh Minay? Rashi means the Eishes Ach from the Erev. Before Shmuel get the Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi means that it's a chidush of the Gemara that the Eishes Ach comes back. That the Erev from the Eishes Ach comes back. As he's Mefurish in Gimel Amud Beis, we'll get it. We'll get it. The Meiri, Amr Rishonim say, Taki, in Ibe Mitzarotan, read from Meredish of the Erev. We call him a Kohen, in this Rashi, I think it's a Diyukal, aber bepashtes advorim, dosi the source of the Shmaisa from Rashi here, that Rashi is coming to say, that the Eishes Ach comes back, not only in the Tzoro, even in the Erve, the Eishes Ach comes back, v'oimedes olov, ke'eishes ach sheyesh leiboni. This is what Rashi wants to arise at. That this Eishes Ach, it's Eishes Ach sheyesh leiboni. We'll see later in Yevon, that this Rashi will be very meduyek. We will need this Rashi. As I'm going to die in the Sitzter. Rashi says that by the Erve, the gather is that she's potum meyibu, and the Eishes Ach That's not a mitzvah, it's no mitzvah. It's keishis ach sheyesh lo ibonim. Not keishis ach she'en lo ibonim. It's keishis ach sheyesh lo ibonim. Avada, Rashi learns Mutter, Avada, Damascus, as I said. Rashi learns that Eishisach is Mutter, and I need a chidush that Eishisach comes back. Avada, if we learn that Eishisach never went away, only Esther Decheloi, it says, pshita that it comes back. Aval Rashi learns that Eishisach be'etzim goes away, so I would think, so I'm saying, shteitim Rashi, could be to say lav dafke, or you say, the Almer. Aval Bepashis, Rashi says that is a chidush, poitras, and it's a chiddush that the Tzoras Eishisach comes back, and Shiz Eishisach comes back, and both of them, Oynes Olof, Be'isto Eishisach Shiyash Labonim. Here this Rashi gave you a Kedome, how it works. Lame Mamshach the Mishnah. Lame Mamshach the Mishnah. No, it's one Eishisach. That's the Erva, yeah, but one of the Erva, one of the Eishisach. That's the Erva, it's fine. איך שלא יהיה את המשתיים? מה נעשה זה ערב ומה נעשה שזה? זוג דמישנה. וקלוסוי, so this we start already here for sure, you have to say רשי, כי פשוטי שמייס בנוי בנוס האוכל קלוסוי, אסור לו לאוילום, ואסור לאחר מיסס בנוי. זה אוילומיס, אסור לו לאוילום. אוילומיס זה משהו אחר. לאוילום, here for sure, רשי means כפשוטי, and it's אסור לאוילום, אוילומיס, and it's אסור לאוילום. That even that his son died, stayed kalosi. I would think maybe kalosi doesn't stay forever, but Rashi stays doesn't asur elom. Asur elom elom. Ve'afilu le'achar mitzasna. Lo me'mamshet b'mishne. Harei elu poitro tzoroseyem ve'tzoros tzoroseyem min achalitzo min ha'ibum ad sof kol elom. Zog b'mishne. Ve'kulom all of the arayas imesu b'chayei abal. Oy mi'anu oy nizgarshu oy shenimtzo aylinis that he didn't know that she's a aylinis mekachtoes tzoroseyem mutoris. That happened before the Mishnah Tzoroseyim Mutoris, because Mishnah, we came on Mishnah Mapeles, and made it not a Tzoroseyim. Ve'ir ato yocholeymar v'chamoyso yuveim chamoyso yuveim chomiv shenim tzo'ayim nito shemiyanu. Why? Because if chamoyso, she's his mother-in-law, so she had a kid. So she's not an islandist. She's a gdoilo, she can't be memayim. Keitzat poitro tzoroseyim, hoyso bito yachas mikol ha'aray yisrael nesuris le'ochiv. ולא אישו אחרס ומייס. כשם שביטה פטורו, כך צרוס פטורו. הולכו צרס ביטו, וניסס לאוכי ושני, ולא אישו אחרס ומייס. כשם שצרס ביטה פטורו, כך צרוס פטורו. אפילו אמיר. כיצד ושתית עם דסייפה, עם מייסו צרוסי ימותורס. הויסו ביטו, יחס מכל הרייס, נסו אצל אוכי, ולא אישו אחרס. מייסו ביטו, אוי נסגר שו, ואחר כך מייס אוכי. Here the Mishnah missed out the other two echetimtzes. Oishemianu oishenimtzo aylinis. That's the right way would write the right keitzad. Meiso bitoi, oinizgarsho, oishenimtzo aylinis, oishemianu. Tesis and Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishpat is Mitzayan, Efrek Dekashe and Ozok Pshat. Maybe it's the Rutsim of them, we'll see later. But the Tesis that was printed here, but there are some Tesis here, and Tesis Efrek Dekashe that the Mishnah could write. Nachakach mitzochit tzarosu mutot. Again, Rashi v'shitosoi, that first I married her, that she was my mother-in-law, and then she married my brother. Lefi d'maram, Rashi could have said, no, they got married and then they had a kid. Rashi shekvar yoldu me'achar koydim shenisu le'ochi. Hilkach lav aylinis. Well, he said that she yoldu koydim shenisu, means that my mother-in-law married my brother. I'll tell you why. Because if I married her daughter, she's not an idolist. But I married my daughter, my brother. I married my niece. Rashi says no. My mother-in-law, before she married my brother, she was ready to have a baby. So she's not an idolist. Before she married my brother. Because Rashi l'shitosoi, in Amud Aleph, that first I married someone, and my mother-in-law went and married my brother. So what will say there? Ma'aram, what can I get? The same reason Rashi says it here again. Hilkach lav aylinis. Umiru na melekesh ha-regdoilisem, ve'elu ma'enis elo yusei mektani k'dvor shekabu b'shamas. Kishem shebitoi p'turo, so what should I do mishnah? Kishem shebitoi p'turo, kach tzoroto p'turo. So Rashi had a little bit shver, what is the word p'turo? She's p'turo from Yibum for me, but she's skuka to the other brothers. So Rashi arayin zets the Mishnah that is no more brothers. Shara asur oloi ve'en shom ach elohu, kach tzoros ha-ptur, kina atvinu begamon. אור חוצר להסביט את מניסס לאוכי בשני, ואיכל יש אף אחר שתי מוטורס לוי. אין פטור, יש הרי יש כאן מיסס היפו, מסיבר את זה אחת ושני פטור, ויש איכל ויש איכל ובני ולא שתיים. אם היפו ואיכל יצר להסביטו ולא אישו אחר זה מייס, וכל זה מנוף ולפון. Now, let me then the next piece of the Mishnah. And here again, is Rebel Chonin Reb Nochem, and again it's the Shittosom. I'm let me then go to Rashi. What about the Mishnah? Kishen, Shebito Yipturo, Kach Tzoros Yipturo. Horcho Tzoros Bito Yivinises Leochi Vashemi, Kishen, Shetzoros Bito Yipturo, Kach Tzoros Tzoros Yipturo. Zogt Rashi. Kishen, Shetzoros Bito Yipturo, Sheasuro Olov, Mishas Nefilas Ochi Varishoi, Shenoflo Yim Bito Yilefono, ופויטל אותו ביטו אמנו, והרי אולוב כאיש אסעף שיש לבונים, ואסור אולוי אולומס. ואסור אולוי אולומס. כך צור הצורות איש סוכי בשני האחרס, פטור שזה פטר, פטר גולי בגמור מליצרו, כשצור הצער בפטר הצורות. ווס ויל רש. למי שנסס פוש, כשם שצור הצביטו היא פטורו, we know צור הצביטו is פוטו, זה ער בפטו דה צורו. So she פטו זה צורו. Rashi is bothered, and he says three lines to try to answer what is bothering him. Zot Rashi, why is she's awesome? Why is she's awesome? Zot Rashi is a drosha. She'itarto olov mishas nefila azochi v'rishon. She'not lo imbito, you put out her. Ve'arei olov keish azar shi'esh libanim. Ve'asur oloy oylomis. Who needs the oylomis here? V'roshach is the oylomis. What's with Rashi? What Rashi wants here? Zogt Rebel Chonon, Rashi had the kasha. We'll start with two shlomim Rebel Chonon. Everything in Simon Aleph or Isbeit, everything Mamesh Miktoro, in the poor world, Rebel Chonon packs the rain, the guns, the zah. What am I doing with Sadr, Kiseder Adbo? Rashi had a problem. Especially we'll start with Poitras. We learn in Beshitas Rashi Poitras. So the Erve patterns the Tzor. Now she has a Ishasach. Now the other brother goes and marries the Tzor. Now the other brother dies. So I have a mitzvah sibu. Why I can't marry the tzor? Forget about the tzor. Why I can't marry the tzor? What is the avera to marry the tzor? What is the isur on the tzor? If you learn poitras, what is the isur to marry the tzor? What is the isur on the tzor? The elder part of it, say that she's poitras. Now, my brother married her, now my brother died. Why I can't do ibu? What? Eishasach. Aber now it's a mitzvah yibum. The yibum is doichel yisur eishasach. Every time when Reuben and Shimon and Levi, Reuben dies, Shimon made yibum. Shimon dies, Levi makes yibum. Eish is eishasach from Reuben. The Torah says the yibum is doichel ali yisur yifun eishasach. If the yibum is doichel ali yisur yifun eishasach, so why I can't do yibum here? What? So Rebel Chonon came and he said, Nesro, here Rashi again had the kasha, and this is what Rashi means, asuro lo yoylomis, Rashi means to say nesro. On nesro, you could do yibum. The reason you cannot do yibum to the Torah server is only because nesro. Without nesro, you could do yibum. Without nesro, you could do yibum. This is Rebbe Chonon's Mehalach. Ve'atzru alo yoylomis means Rashi Nesro. And now she's a Nesro, she's a Ishasach, and that Ishasach, so it Rashi patas the Tzor. Rebbe Nochem says Rashi is not going with Nesro. Rashi means that that Ishasach that became Potu became a Ishasach sheyesh loibonim, and while it became a Ishasach sheyesh loibonim, the mitzvah sibum cannot be matirit. And every time Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Reuben dies, Shimon makes Yibum, Shimon dies, it's Eishasach, she and Leibonim. While she became Potu v'mokim Erve, she becomes Eishasach, she has Leibonim, and the man she doesn't follow Yibum. And the Dabnish Kum and Tzenes. And I want a little bit, just to go one more step, deeper in the Inyon. What? Rashi never said the word Nesel. Rashi Pakel says, V'arei Keishasach, she has Leibonim. The man has Suro Elam, it's no Yibum, or we matter it. As a name Nesro, when the Gemara says Nesro, Kevon she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis, the Gemara doesn't say Keshisach Sheyesh Lebonim. I want to be mad Gishpul Zachar. Rebbe Aaron Kotler, Tain et Rebbe Chonon, Lezvorecho, Nesro Shteit in Beis Amud Beis. We knew all along Nesro is on the planet. Mishnayos, Amiroyim, Tanoim. You're telling me that you can't bring your promise on Nesro. It's not to ourselves, but on Nesro. Go on, that Lamed. Makes Sagan to Sugi Nesro, one Mishnah, two Mishnayos, we'll see in a second, all different Cheshbonos, Kosis Nesro, we get the whole text, the bottom text in Amud Aleph. It's a whole Sugi of Nesro, that Chinoyam, two Sugis of Nesro, three Dinim of Nesro. Sagan to Sugi, you're telling me, Lefir Abel Chonon, we can't show you from it, it's on Nesro. Lefir Abel Chonon, no Shaitis to Nesro. I want to go one mistake. Rebel Chonon, again, in this Simon Aleph Ois Beis, it's Kedai Na Apashir, you see inside, every word is written in Rebel Chonon. Zot Rebel Chonon, you have to know, because I said Nesro, and I don't have a different way to learn here, why you can't, and this is the Pshat and this Rashi, Zot Rebel Chonon, I chap a new Pshat, what is Nesro, that was not muchach to me till here. And I will explain. What is the normal case of Nesro? It's a Gemara in the Flamed, it's in the second Mishnah, it's Kedai Tezent, as a Megad, it takes some Shpeta. What is the normal case of Nesro? The normal case of Nesro is, I married an Isha, and my brother has married a sister. My brother dies, I can't do Yibum, it's a Chois Isha. After a week, my wife dies. Now, she's not Osul anymore. So I could do Yibum. Kol Yevomo She'eina Nikore B'Shas Nefilo Yevomo Yovo Yoleo Kevon She'nesro Sho'achas Nesro Ilomis. This is the Gemara in the Flamed. Omar Rab Yudu Omar Rab, in the middle of them, after the third Mishnah, Kol Yevomo Sholesh Achim Shnayim Nesuim Shnei Achis Meit Osinochis V'achar Kech Meis Areza Asur Ilomis Oil V'Nesro Olom Sho'achas Omar Rab Yudu Omar Rab Kol Yevomo She'na Nikore Bo B'Shas Nevilo Yevomo Yovo Aleo Harei Kishitach Yishlevonim V'Asur. So Nesro, that's the first Mishnah when he says Nesro. That's the dialogue for Nesro. I want to tell you. In that case of Nesro, you have to learn what is Nesro. We'll learn in the last cases in the Basil Dalek. This is the whole sugya of Nesro. But what did the case, it's so clear to understand. Two brothers married two sisters. He died, I can't do Yibum because it's Achus Isha. My wife died, I could do Yibum. You say, B'shas Nefile, she was not available. Not anymore. She was not Roy in the beginning. Hashem says, if it doesn't start, it doesn't go. Kol Yevomo, She'ena Nikoyim, B'Shas Nefilo, Yevomo Yavo Yaleo, it's Nishkin Darkinoya, it's Nishkin Tzvore, the Zik, out is good. By us, it's a different case. And she saw if Shalom Yolomo died. Reuben died. Levi can't do Yibum. He doesn't do Yibum. Shimon does Yibum. Now Shimon dies. So we take our case, we're talking. So, my brother is married to my daughter. He dies, I can't do Yibum to the Tzorah. So my second brother does Yibum to the Tzorah. Now the second brother dies. I want to do Yibum to the Tzorah. Why I can't do Yibum to the Tzorah? Nesro. What mean Nesro? She was Nesro in the first Nefilah. Now there's a new reason for Yibum. Because once she was Asur, forever she stays Asur. I understand in the same Nefilah, when my brother is marrying my sister, and my sister, my wife, and he dies. And then my wife dies. He tells me, listen, in the beginning you couldn't, don't do Yibum. Yibum starts. Other, yeah, other name. It doesn't start, stop, and then starts. But by us, in the Torah's Elder, you write that yesterday I couldn't do Yibum. State, if we're deciding that our Sugi is going inside Nesro, we mechadish that past Nesro. Afilu benefilo shliyo. This is the lashon of the Achronim in Yevamos. Dainu pas nesro. Not only in Eichetimtze that I'm trying to do Yibum now, and I can do Yibum because in the beginning it was not available. So even if it becomes lemaistik in the middle, we tell me kol Yevamos shein ani koyrebo b'shat nefile Yevamo yavo yaleo arei asur. This is halachim. I'll tell you why the Zika other starts in the beginning of it. Zika doesn't come after. The Yibum, other Hashem gives me Yibum, or he doesn't give me Yibum. I just want to be asked to vote. When my brother is married, Achos Isha. So b'shas he dies, I cannot do Yibum. Now my wife died. I could do Yibum. We say Yibum is B'shas Misa. This lady didn't get a ticket to do Yibum. Father. She's not in the Barsha. Nesro Shor Agas Nesro Elos. In our case, the Tzoras Erva was not immediately Yibum. My other brother made Yibum. Now he dies. Our Kasha is the new Yibum could take over the Yisro Eishesach. What are we saying? Yesterday was Nesro. Aber at this tefillah was not Nesro. So what? Nesro said that if Yibum doesn't start in the beginning, the Haidah. Dr. Bilchonon Azeh. The Pashas, I would say, Nesro doesn't mean that they should start change colors. Nesro means that if the Yibum doesn't start in the beginning, the Yibum never starts. Here we take the Haidah. I have a reason for Yibum now. A fresh reason. Of a vowless lady got a shame Isu, the Isu stays forever. And this is Nesro. This is Sanchez Lobon. This is Nesro. This is the Pasha of Nesro. It's Nesro. It's a parsha of Nesro. It's not two Eishes Ach. Out of the Zelda. It's a halacha. Nesro Shorachas, Nesro Ilam. Lefir of Nochem, Taka, we never found such a Nesro. Lefir of Nochem, Sinishtar of the Nesro. Our Sugi is not going with Nesro. No Shachas to Nesro. This Eishes Ach is never Royal Yibu. Because it was a Tzorat Erve. This Eishes Ach is not Royal Yibu. Because Eishes Ach, that was in the first Klapi, the first brother, she's a Tzoras Erve. Val Klapi, the first brother, she's a Tzoras Erve. The Mele, this becomes Eishes Ach, she has Lebonim. And the second Yibu, Kenish Matim. The Kasha Eitzach Nishvon, if you have Mocha. Reb Nochem says, Rashi never spoke about Nesro and Asuya. He's not talking Nesro and Asuya. Rashi said, while this issue was an Erve, it became Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lebonim, but made this Eishes Ach, even if we'll follow Yibum from a different reason, doesn't have a heter for Yibum. It's a Dvarim Pshutim. I don't think it's time for Rashi, it's literal. No. Litzro says how she patters Vaitam. No. I'm asking. I have an Erve. Litzro says I can't make a Yibum for the Tzor. My other brother married her. Now he died. No, that she died to someone else. This is the Chiddush. But why she herself cannot do Yibum? Benefila Shliach. Where the Torah says? The Duke from the Torah? The Torah says that she patters the Tzor. The Torah says the Erve patters the Tzor. She's supposed to. Now is a new reason to do Yibum. Why you don't do Yibum? Yeah, a guy from the Torah, the Mishnah Shekin Shtazer. So you're saying that the Mokhid HaTzorah is also Benefila Shriya, because she patterns the Tzorah. So I would say, Kishem Shetzorah Tzorah Tzorah Tzorah, Kachi HaTzorah. The Reb Nochem was back this word in Shir. Someone asked him, this is what he told him. In the Mishnah Shekin Shtazer, Reb Nochem said, Kishem Shehi HaTzorah, Kach Tzorah Tzorah Tzorah. That it's more partial that she's also, and we need a Pasuk to pattern the Tzorah. You're telling me that she's also talking Benefila Shriya, you don't find a reason. But if she patterns the Tzorah, the Torah doesn't say that she's also Benefila Shriya. The Torah says Benefila Rishoino. The Erva patterns the Tzor. That's the shape in the Torah. An Erva could patter the Tzor. Benefila Shriya. So you're bringing your eyes and takes a safe account. Kishem Shetzor Atzoro, so Atzoro, he Atzoro. And this, who had a Shver Rashi. And Rashi said, Agam Tzog. And not only that, we see in Rashi bring the pasuk only on the next day. Now, Rebbe Chonon, just one more word, in the same shtickel, again, Aleph Ois Beis, Aleph Ois Beis, bottom in the velvet, you'll see it inside. So, Rebbe Chonon, that all of this red that we're speaking now, he says it in three lines, he says, the ganze red is only in the way that we are learning Yevamos here in the Mir. We're learning Yevamos, that Rashi learns Poitras. So we have Shver, Benefila Shmir, why you can't do Yibum? So we're saying, Rebbe Cholon answered Nesro, Rebbe Cholon said, Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lebon. Zogt Rebbe Cholon, but if you will learn Ois Rois, so the Kasha Heitzach Nishton Bichlal. The Erve made the Tzorah like a Bitoy, so Benefila Shmir, she's Baiter a Bitoy. So Sam, you can't do Yibum on her, because she's a Bitoy. Remember, she patterns the Tzorah. This whole kasha, Dr. Rebbe Chonon, is if you learn Paitras. If you learn Oisrois, Mishgiven HaKasha. So Rebbe Chonon himself says, he holds even in Rashi Oisrois. So why Rashi had to say Netzro? Machta Cheshvin Dov. But Be'etem, we know that Rashi is pointless. So maybe we have a Shmuel. So Rashi had a Shmuel. So we know why Rashi is speaking it out. Rabbi Chanan also says that Rashi is going to feed the tzad that the Torah is not a beaten knife. Finds the Chachim says that she's not a beaten. But again, Zok Rabbi Chanan, if we would learn Oysteres, so the Erve after the Torah, she became a beaten. So when the Pila Shmuel, it's not only to take care of Eishasach. You have to take care of a beaten. So you can't take care of a beaten. You can't do even for beaten. She's a beaten. Clap him in, not clap it up. I'm just honorable. No. Only clap it up for. Only clap it this one. The Shainus, Isis of Poitras, we'll see the hundreds of the Shainus in the above that will happen in the Stada. In the end, there's the Shainus that Machin Oitreshman, all the Yukims, Isis of Poitras. And so, about it, Rebel Cholod, Abad Rashi was bothered here, is a Langi Rashi. Kishem Shetzoras Bitei Pturo. On them, was nothing more to explain than this Dibur HaMas. Kishem Shetzoras Bitei Pturo, because she's also, for it's also. And then Rashi had Shver, why is she spoken? Let me end it in the Rashi. Kach Tzora Tzoroso, Eish es Ochi Vashemi Acheres, Pturo, Shizu Potarto. ותאי מיולי בגימורי מליצרוי שצורס אלו ופריטר את צורסו. כדאי צריך לדנק את זה רשי. רשי says that how we know that צורס צורס is פוטו, the גמורי has a פוסק. The גמורי brings a דרושה. דהיינו, even when רשי is talking now that the מהלך is that the ישסח becomes פוטו, and the ישסח, בעצם רשי holds with a few שני as no מצורס אלו, and the reason it's also it's a nest of the ישסח, and the ישסח is the one that part is vital, When I feel all he Rashi mentions that it's a pasuk. Rashi mentions that it's a pasuk. You know why Rashi has to mention that it's a pasuk? But Rashi mentions that it's a pasuk. Rabbi Kibay is Rashi. But I've come to a pasuk. I'm saying Rashi, b'teich advorim, b'teich the ganze red here. That Rashi is busy with the Ishasach, with the poitres, and the Ishasach becomes also, and this part is tzoroso. ואפילו הם קוף אחים ואוכל צורצורות של ביטר ונסייב מו לאוכל ושלישי לאיש האחר זמיץ ולבונים שם נסס הזה וכן לא אלו צורות ומותרת נסייב מלו ישרי ושעזיק עשיבו מאין הצורות זאת זה סייפר ומישנה אבל בוא נביב שהוא הוזנת ממים יכול יכול לו למים כי הוא נשאר בקטנו ויכול לו למים ולא ימי ענו ומי סוף אוי וקידושו אין אלו מדרבונן וזיק את מפילוסו מדרבונן אין לו פריטר צורות מן החליצו ולסייב ומצור I will stop here She can't do Yibum because she's an Erve mit der Rabbonon. She's an Erve. And she patterns the Torah, so the Torah can't do Yibum mit der Rabbonon because she's a Torah's Erve mit der Rabbonon. Mit der Reise, she's not a Torah's Erve, so she needs a Chalitza. This is the Pashas. Rashi says nicht das. Eina Poitera Tzoroso, will Isiadem Tzoroso Atzuro, Shemires ke Torah's Erve. Why have to come Shemires ke Torah's Erve? She, the Rabbonon, she's a Torah's Erve mit der Rabbonon. She can't be potter belay klum because midai raisa she's not a zkuka. Other she yibum she can do because she's a tzoras erva midai rabon. Why Rashi has to say nidas? And taking the Muki Yosef, after all he says velisiyada meina yecholo she mekudeshes midai rabon. So she's a tzoras erva midai rabon. Midai raisa she needs chalitza because lemaisa she's not a tzoras erva. And glad. It can't be said of the Gemara. The Gemara is like, I'm bringing up the Gemara. Why you need to come to Midas? She's the Tzoras Erve, the Rabban. Let's ask, we'll come to the Sugis, that we think with this Rashi, we can make it to the Matami. Love is in the Tesis. 15 Noshim Poitres Tzoretzei. Oy Meri, the Lemoti Leminkat Arayas. Tesis wants that the Tana will write 15 Arayas. כדקטוני בסייפה, אחת מכל הרייס האלו, ניתן לקרוא זה מהרייס, שיש הרייס חמור עצמא אלו, שמדברים בגמור המיליון האוסי למות הצורסי, זה צורס עיינס ומאנס מאז בשוסוי, כמתוני הרייס, אבל משהו זה למות הרייס, זה לא יקחו שזכות. זה לא מזה, נסתו חלוקים אין לטייסס, הוא דבר אין לטייסס תצו, טייסס קשה וטייסס טרס. אוי מרי, זה לא ימוסי למין כת הרייס. טייסס וואנס, זה דתן, instead of write 15 הרייס. The lady doesn't pattern, the elder patterns. So it's 15 arayas. So it's because Break Reb Lezer Moshe, it's in the Agos, in the back, the new Gemara, they printed the same thing. Oh, yeah, Moshe. Break Reb Lezer Moshe, he doesn't understand what it says is Kasha. If the Tana would say 15 Arayas, it will not be Emes. It's not 15 Arayas. It's only 14 in the Mishnah. 14. Count the Mishnah, you'll find 14. Why? Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi Veishes Ochiv Shaloi Aboi Lomoi is one Avere, Eishes Ach. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is Moine to one Lav. Eishes Ach Min Ahav, Eishes Ach Min Ahim, Eishes Ach Min Ahav Min Ahim. It's one Lav. No, but we asked yesterday. It says 14. Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi Veishes Ach Shaloi Aboi Lomoi is one Erva. It's Erva, Eishes Ach. It's 15 ladies, 15 cases, 15 noshim, but not 15 arayas. If you count the erva is 14 ervas. And then I shrug the tesis. Muzayin tesis will learn like the Ritva and the Zayin, that it's just ach min ha'ein, and it's just ach min ha'av, two different shemes. The guy that's migret nech, it falls again. It's just ach min ha'ein, and it's just ach min ha'av, that it's two other shemes. The Rambam gelernt nicht das. It's also in the gap what we said yesterday in Shir. We said that Chamoisoi, Ve'eim Chamoisoi, Ve'eim Chomit, and we said Bas Ishoi, Bas Bito, Ubas Bno, we said the Rambam holds it's one Erve. His mind at the Sefer HaMitzvah is only a three, not six. So again, we have the same Rambam Moshe's Cheshman. So Taisa that adds the Kasha, Vaisa is one like the Yerei, that is Taka Sefer Mitzvah. So that is what Herzach, so Taisa is Kasha. Now let me get into Taisa's Teretz. Taisa says, you know why the Tana didn't write Arayas? Because the Mishnah wants to be Memayet, as they state in the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Min Yodet and Miyut Emay. So the Gemara Limut et Tzoras Toitet, Tzoras Ayinit, Vemahenes, let me read the Tzoras Ayinit. So I was going to read the let me read the Tzoras Ayinit. Read the Tzoras Ayinit means that the brother married the Ayinit, he knew she's the Ayinit. He wanted to marry the Ayinit. And now he dies, so you can't do Yibum to the Ayinit, because it's a shertelet prat le'ayilis. But it's a machlekes if she patters the tzoro or not. So we say, 15 noshim patters the tzoro, but ayilis doesn't patter. It's a machlekes in the Gemara if ayilis patters the tzoro. Again, a brother marries a lady, he knows she's an ayilis. And he marries her, even though he knows that she's an ayilis, he marries her. Now, you don't do yibum to the ayilis, a shertelet prat le'ayilis. Now, she patters the tzoro, she doesn't patter the tzoro. That's what the shayla. She patters the tzoro, she doesn't patter the tzoro. So 15 no she put the Torah saying, limiut the Torah saying is that she doesn't part of the Torah. So Taisus, if the Tana would write 15 arayas, you would not know to memayet Torah saying. If says 15 no she means 15 and not lady number 16, not arayas. But if it says 15 arayas, you would not know to memayet arayas. Why? So it's loshen Taisus and it's loshen Taisus Yeshayahu. Some people say that it's not a machlekes. I think we will learn that it is a machlekes. Lama zon the Lashon HaTeis Yishon. Lashon HaTeis. Ki avetone arayes have a mashma l'mut arayes de loy kechoshi. It will not be mashma. Wait, it's clear what Teis means. Lama zon Teis Yishon here, a little bit more clear. Teis HaRosh is mashma like Teis. Ki avetone arayes have a mashma l'mut arayes acheiros. Yes. Teis Yishonim says like this. Inami and Ois Aleph and Teis Yishonim, the second Teretz. They printed it on the side of the Gemara. Inami, leimoti lemitne arayas, mishum diavetone arayas, leaviyedune lemute de rabbe de rabasi. The ike lemeimar de haide leitonilu, mishum de lav arayas ninu. So Ras Eilenis is not a erve. This is the reason the Tana didn't bring it down. Be'etzen the Tana holds that Eilenis could patu the Tzora. Eilenis is nishken erve. I want to ask you, why Ayilonis is not an Erve? Why Ayilonis? What is Ayilonis? My brother married a lady, but she's an Ayilonis. He knew she's an Ayilonis, he decided he's married. My brother dies, I can't marry the Ayilonis, I shall tell it prat l'Ayilonis. Now she patters, the kid decided that she patters the Tzor. How she patters the Tzor? How she patters the Tzor? Eishesach. So if I tell her wants to say that it doesn't patter, so the Erve of Eishesach doesn't patter. So why is it Eishesach is an Erve? So how does this Yeshonim says that you know why the Tana didn't write Arayas? Because if it would write Arayas, I would not know to Memayat Tzoras Islandis. Why I would not know to Memayat Tzoras Islandis? Because I'm only Memayat Arayas. And Islandis is not Arayas. Islandis is Arayas. It's Eishes Ach.
Shame Islandis.
It's not that the island part is itself. The whole type of patterns, the other man don't know that the island is patterns at all. What patterns? Neishas Achshavah. So the Tanya wants to say that Neishas Ach doesn't pattern. What is the noise? The noise is Neishas Ach patterns or Neishas Ach doesn't pattern. This is the noise. So the shadow of the Erev of Neishas Ach could pattern or the Erev of Neishas Ach can Neish pattern. It's a classy Erev. What? What? So I want to tell you a yesoy. Is a yesoy? This yesoy, be'etzem, I'm saying now, be'etzem belongs to the Akdama to Yevamos. But the yesoy is as it. Why Taki Island is doesn't part of the Tzor? Taki what? Why Taki? Why Taki? So there's one sad and tastes in the press because it's Shiloh B'mokim Mitzvah, she's moved from the Parsha. Abazon Doshmiz. Take Gmorim Dafchot with the R. Girse, she said, you know why Ayn is doesn't part of the Torah? Because she's not, the Eishes Ach is not an Erve. Eishes Ach is not called an Erve. Gmorim Dafchot, in the beginning after the Mishneh, Chof Amud Aleph, Ayn is my time. Hai Lav Isuro Isur Erve. Tzoros o lo yasuro. Sanz gemore dorten, in Chof Amud Aleph. Zogt Reb Chaim, I'm saying this part is the Akdama to Yevamos. Zogt Reb Chaim, Eishes Ach is never a Erve Leibum. It's never a Erve Leibum. Why Eishes Ach is not a Erve Leibum? Why is Eishes Ach is not a Erve Leibum? Eishes Ach says, do Yibum. He could be a reason to be against Yibum. He wants Yibum. Eishes Ach is one Erve that he's fakert. Eishes Ach will Yibum. Eishes Ach is oibed Yibum. Rebel Povalski in Ponovich. Let's say Alamol HaMoshe. But in today's day, remind me the Moshe. Says, in Shabbos, we don't say Tachnun, right? And the halacha is, in a day that you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Tzitkoso. Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Tzitkoso in Mincha. Yom Tov, you don't say Tzitkoso in Mincha. Shabbos is also a day that you don't say Tachnun, so what's that Tzitkoso? The Teres is, Shabbos will Tzitkoso. Shabbos is not a day not to say Tachnun. Yeah? It's Poshah. Eishes Ach is not a reason to patur from Yibum. Eishes Ach could never patur from Yibum. You ask me a kasha from Shulei Boi Lomoi, you ask me a kasha from Tzora Tzora, you ask me a kasha from a lot of kasha. But the first you say, Eishes Ach is never a spear in the evil. So I want to add a word, how Reb Chaim said it, how Reb Kishmur brings it. Eishes Ach min nefila zu doesn't part of the evil. Eishes Ach min nefila zu. Dehainu, b'shaz de nefila, islandess. My brother is married to islandess. So the fact that she's an islandess is a problem. But without the problem that she's an islandess, the Eishes Ach yells, do Yibum, do Yibum. The islandess says, we can't have kids. But the Eishes Ach says, do Yibum. Then the Eishes Ach cannot pattern. But Nefila Zu, Nefila Shmiya is the Andazach, because we have the Eishes Ach already from the first brother that already is Mufka from the Parasha. He's not asking Yibum for now. Okay, the Yibum now has to be the Eishes Ach, Eishes Ach. Other Eishes Ach min Nefila Zu is not called the Erev Leibum. The Moshe Reb Chaim brain, Kedai to listen. Chai ve'lavim ve'esa is no yibum, right? We say ein esa derech lo esa ve'esa. We said in the Akdama chai ve'lavim ve'esa is no yibum. But they don't part of the Torah. It's not a rai. Only a rai is part of the Torah. But chai ve'lavim ve'esa is no yibum, right? Chai ve'lavim ve'esa is no yibum. It's no yibum. But it doesn't part of the Torah. Only a rai is part of. Fregt der Bochber, fregt der Achroinim, Chai Velabim Ve'ese, so that this is a Rosh at least, that learned that the Eishes Ach comes back. Especially if he tastes this. There's no mitzvah Sivum, so the Yisur Eishes Ach. So Chai Velabim Ve'ese, if you do a beer, you have a Eishes Ach. So why the Eishes Ach doesn't part of the Torah? Why the Ishtar doesn't pass the Tzor? The Tzor says, Ishtar min afila zu, never passes the Tzor. Has to be an Erbe Dike Ishtar. Aber wenn sie nicht kennen, Erbe Dike Ishtar, or Ishtar, she has Shlobodim Dik, Stam Ishtar, doesn't pass the Tzor. So the man, the Omar, that island is, doesn't pass the Tzor is, because Ishtar is not an Erbe Le Yidu. Ishtar min ha'ein, is not an Ishtar that asks for Yidu. Not in the Parsha. He's not asking for Yibu. Clap in the second of Philip. Oh, but the Ishtar on the island is the Ishtar that is in the Parsha. This Ishtar doesn't pass in the Yibu. This Ishtar is not called the Erve. Again, this Yisoid, it's not the Mokim to learn it inside of it. It's Yishonim and Tzoros Island is. That's the Shav, we'll go to the Suyas. Oh, but Medavisim, that's like Mafteh, Shvet, of Rav Kivege. Oh, but Medavisim, that not every Ishtar passes. And we have to remember, we have the words in Tesis Yeshomim, the Hani Lad Ervenim. He says, this Ishtar is not called the Erve. Aishas Ishtar, or which is not an Erve Leibun. Ishtar is not an Erve Leibun. So this is what the Tesis Yeshomim says. Lechul. Tesis Lechul didn't answer the same terms. So no problem. So we ask, why the Tana doesn't write Arayas? Because the Tana wants to remind Islandis. And the Ishtar from Ireland is not called Arayas, the Melech will not be mismatched. But when you read the Tesis, it's Mashal that he said a different Tesis. Read good the Tesis. The Avetoni Arayas, Avamashal, the Lemute Arayas, the Loikoch Acheros, the Loikoch Hoshit Kos. What's made? What's made? I'm the daughter that he needs the Tesis show. The Velt says, Tesis meant for the revelation. If the Tana would write Arayas, you can't be mad at Islandis. Because what is the Tzad that Islandis passes the Torah? That the Ishtar passes. We explain why the Ishtar doesn't pass it. We'll have to explain later what is the Tzad in the second Mandoma that the Ishtar does pass it. I say Ishtar in the Philosophy. We'll have to answer to the Tzad. Oh, but the Tzad that it passes the Torah, why it passes the Torah? The Ishtar. Ishtar already is written in the Mishnah. If the Tana writes the Svov Noshim, you can't say that he's coming to the Mayat Islandis. Because Islandis, the reason that you're part of the Torah is the Ishes Achshebo. If it's the Ishes Achshebo, the Ishes Achshebo is written in the Mishnah. And if you read the text like the text of like Tesarosh, we have a Tony Arayas, have a Mashu de Limute Arayas, the Loika Hoshi. And I don't need to say Shasach, but it's your Hoshi. Lechore, it's very under the Tehutim. So Tesarosh, you show him as Mashu, that's the Bichlam Nishken Erve, made up of Tony Arayas, it will not be dismayed. And Tesarosh, Fakir, we've got to defeat him, and I know that it does matter, but Fakir, it can be dismayed from the Mishnah, because what is, maybe the Tanya always on his path is the Tzor, and she hates the Erve. Oh, but this is one of their rights. We'll say it in a other Sprach. Forget about the Shemitz HaTesis. Rebbe Zermoshe is right, that if the Tanya Arayas, you have to have different Arayas. If Ireland is the Tzad that fathers the Tzor as Mitzad HaYishasach, the Tanya cannot write 16. It's only 15. Because it's right written in the Mishnah. We said it's Ach min ha'em, it's min ha'av, it's two. But Ireland already is included. So it's not a kasha, the Tanya, you know why it says 15? Not 16. Ireland cannot be number 16. Because it's already included in the Mishnah. So you know, Tesis didn't say it. So I have a Tesis. How you could say Tony Arayas? You asked me, let the Tanya to write Chamesh Esra Arayas. I'll have a Tesis. Because the Gemara wants to remind the Ireland to say that the Tanya said 15 and not 16. The Ainu Island is not? No, maybe the Tana is masking that Island is part of the Torah. But Island could never be in the Mishnah number 16 because she's included in number 15. This was the Rebbe Zermoshe's discussion. The Rebbe Zermoshe even didn't want that Ishtar is Me'imoi and Ishtar is Me'imoi and will be too. We answered it's two shamans. Ishtar is Me'imoi, Ishtar is Me'imoi. Although Ishtar is Me'imoi and Island is Dr. Zelda Shane. It's already included in the Mishnah. So the Tana cannot include it in the Mishnah. It's really a bit late, so we have to stop. Ich betake, I want to do the tastes in tomorrow. Okay. The next three tastes in for sure. Maybe we'll start a little bit the last thesis. But Tzkidai, for the thesis we brought Amasi Latzof HaOilom, Tzzen Gut, the Gemara and the Pyut Gimel, and the Gemara and the Gimel, what thesis brings. If you don't start from the beginning to know that it's good to we'll have a little bit more of the ruach, and not every shatak pater for me.
What's the Rashi? If he says poachers because of other brothers. That's why, right?
The next Rashi.
Next Rashi.
The reason I said it like very, I didn't make a whole talk out of it. The stomach, I got this really straight. It bothers me a long time.
My lady, it's the Olam Keishah.